Always good to be back with you here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. Well, picking the right retirement savings plan is not always an easy thing to sort out. Lots of decisions to make, lots of options out there. It's frankly easy to get lost in the maze of options that are made available to us here in the United States. In particular, many 401ks now offer a Roth option. Catherine Collinson, of course, who's our foremost expert from the Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies, is here to help clear up the distinction between your retirement plan options and more importantly, give some tips about how to make the right decision for your circumstance. Catherine, now, always great to have you. Now, I know the Roth 401k has been around for a number of years, something like 10 years. What's the main difference between the traditional 401k and a Roth 401k?
When we think about traditional 401ks, we think about saving for retirement on a tax-deferred basis, meaning that the contributions that we make today, we're not paying taxes on right now, we're deferring those taxes, but then when we withdraw from those savings at retirement age, that's when we pay the income taxes on them. Roth is a bit different. The way the Roth is structured is when we make contributions today, we are making those contributions with after-tax dollars, meaning we pay the taxes now, but inside the account, those investments grow over time until we reach retirement age, and then we withdraw at a tax-free rate. So it is a great way to pay taxes now and not have to worry about paying taxes on our retirement savings when we reach retirement age.
How do you know which is the right option? I mean, is it a question of one or the other? I mean, you can do both, correct?
Many plans offer both. And I'll start with the scenario. Say your 401k actually offers both the traditional and the Roth feature. There are a number of ways to thinking about it, and a lot of it's based on supposition of what tax rates are now relative to what they'll be in the future. The Catherine Collinson view of the world, the only thing certain in life are death and taxes, but unfortunately, we don't know what the tax rates are going to look like 10, 20, 30 years from now. Why not do a little of both? Why not put some of our savings in tax deferred and some after tax? Because that could help us diversify our tax risk when we do reach retirement age. Conventional wisdom, talking about Roth, and you hear it all the time, they may be for younger people who are earning less now in a lower tax rate and have many, many years for their savings to grow. Roth may be the preferred option for them. Whereas for those of us who are older, we may be better off by saving on a tax-deferred basis because presuming we're earning more than we did when we were younger and that we're going to be retiring sooner. But it's a big decision involved and there are trade-offs along the way. One of the most important things that you can do if you're unsure is talk to your retirement plan provider who can explain to you the ins and outs of the decision-making process.
You make an excellent point. Getting young people, because they're in that lower tax bracket, of course, they almost get locked in. They get to lock in their tax obligation at this stage versus 40 years down the road. Catherine, thanks for this insight. That's all we have time for here on this edition of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.